Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on station one tonight, and this is Carrie, and I'm filling in for Elizabeth today, who will be filling in for me on Wednesday. Welcome to the show. Let's see. It's Monday, October 14th, 2013. So I guess, Ron, why don't we kick off with you activating the light being. So if there's anybody new listening, scroll down on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page, and you'll find a lovely picture of a light being, and pull that up. And Ron, do you want to activate that for everybody? Are you there, Ron?
I'm here. So there here we go, everybody. One, bring it up on your screen. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. I'm having a little trouble loading CLS questions at yahoo.com. So if you do have a longer question, then you can squeeze onto the fast chat there. You can send that over. I'll get that up shortly. And if you have a little short question, you can type it into the fast chat there on the BBS page. The link is just by the play buttons. So we do have a question from Janice. Ron, and she says, I saw red and green flashing lights in the sky last evening, and she's wondering if it was a UFO.
It doesn't feel like it to me.
Airplane?
It does not feel like it.
Okay.
So I would say no.
Okie dokie.
Like there's something else doing that.
All right. Okay, still trying
probably
to mean load.
It's probably man-made, okay? So.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's good, Janice. So maybe while I get the page up to start reading some other questions, Ron, you want to do some sample clearings for people of maybe some of the whole life or some things from the body jumpstart, perhaps? How about a clearing, a sample of a clearing for our immune system, which we can find in the body jumpstart? I believe it's in the body rejuvenation system. So I know there are a lot of autoimmune conditions out there that people have where your immune system seems to go after yourself. I've been talking to several people who are dealing with that lately. So I'm just trying to think if that's something that we can reset using that clearing. Do you want to do a sample of that, Ron, while I try and get this page open? It is opening. It's just really slow.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So, autoimmune. Wake up your mind or your body here. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay, everybody. Let's see if that's helping you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so you did the mind of the body? Is that what you did? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, great. Thank you. So the mind of the body is a whole life clearing for anyone out there who's not familiar with it. And you can buy it, get it on creationlightship.com. You can get it just as on its own. But for just a little bit more, not much more, you can buy the whole body jumpstart. Within which it is included, and it also comes with the infection body, that's a whole life clearing, and then the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing that we were talking about on a show the other night, I think Friday night that came up, and the body system rejuvenation, and I think it's the body system rejuvenation that has the immune system in it. So if anybody felt that, you might want to consider that bundle. All right. Let's see. We have Cindy is typing in the dates of the expo. We might as well quickly go over those, Ron, for anyone who's not aware that you're going to be arriving in New York soon for the New Life Expo, which will be the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday toward the end of the month here, October 25th, 26th, and 27th. And you'll have your booth and the Light Infusion Chamber. And I know on the last show I did with you, I forgot to mention, and I think you have since, but I totally forgot to mention, for people who are not able to make it to the expo but would like to have themselves in the Light Infusion Chamber for the duration of the expo, you can send a photo. So, Ron, where should they send that, and how does that work?
I just send it to creationlightship at Yahoo. And, you know, in the subject box, just put down, chamber photo, and we'll copy that, print it out. And there you're going to be in the chamber, and just do a $100 donation, and then send over your a confirmation of payment, and it's that simple. And then also put your name, on the page with your photo. Oh, that's as simple as that, and you'll be in the photo when we start the booth Friday, and it'll be there till we close on Sunday. So each time the booth is activated, you will have a clearing. And also, the energy is so high, it'll probably almost be continuous anyway. So even if somebody doesn't come in the booth, you still have energy there, because that booth, once it's activated, you can feel it across the whole room. So anyway,
yeah.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we can do this for other people too, right? It doesn't have to just be for us. We could do it for kids, for our pets. I think it would be really beneficial because they have so much less judgment than we do that they could probably benefit enormously from this. If you have a pet who's ailing, or not even ailing, you know, you probably can do it as a preventative and get your animal really cleaned out. What about that, Ron?
Oh, that'd be a great idea. Yeah, I'd say animals are great because they take the healing very, very easily. You know, typically it'd be pets, but I have had people do clearings for, like, horses and, you know, goats before, but birdies. So
would they send a photo in that instance also? You'd use a photo?
Send a photo, and all we need.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, so Iron Man has a question, and it is there a clearing for false beliefs created by the medical industry?
Well, it'd probably be the media clearing. That's what I would, look at, because it's the information coming, from, something that you're hearing, and that'd be the media one. So I would say that'd probably be it.
Okay. Might be worth doing the 2,000-year barcode also.
Yes, uh-huh.
And there is that, the mind matrix bundle, because, of course, a belief is a mind energy thing. There's no beliefs in the light of any kind. So you might want to do the mind matrix bundle. I don't have that list in front of me, but I know the mind matrix barcode is on it. There are three or four clearings in that one. If anyone's done that and you could type that into the fast chat, that would be really great, because I don't have that list in front of me, I'm afraid. But for belief systems, I would think anything to do with the mind would be good. And Ron, probably those some of those free clearings that you have up on creationlightship.com under sample healings, in the drop-down box there on the home page, like things like satellite transmissions and head connectors and stuff that are to do with mind control might be worth doing too, if you're trying to clear a belief system from yourself or from somebody else.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay. All right. finally the Yahoo Messenger is opened, and I'm now trying to get into the Monday questions here. I'm sorry, Ron. I don't know why my computer is super slow this afternoon. I'm trying to open up some questions. Are there any other samples you want to do while I get this page up?
Sure, no problem. Yeah, we could do. We work with let's work with gums and teeth. A lot of people have that type of situation going on. So here we go. Oh boy, one, two. Oh boy, three, four, five. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so kind of to see how that's doing. Doesn't feel too bad to me. So how are you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah. I have a question open, finally. this is a question about the light being pictures. Will you have those with you in New York this year, Ron, the ones that you people can buy for $10 and you activate them? Excuse me.
Yep, we'll have them.
Okay. Okay, so this person is asking about the light being pictures and how long they stay activated. And you've mentioned before that they stay activated as long as we don't sort of cover them up or put them away in a drawer and we need to leave them out and visible. So they're wondering if they get more activated from the radio program activations when you do the light being, you know, when, like you did at the top of the show today, when you pull up, we pull them up and you activate it. Does that affect a picture of a light being that somebody may have purchased from you?
I would say probably not.
Probably not. Okay. All right. All right.
Activated.
I'm sorry?
Once they're activated, then they're activated.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me go back here. All right, I'm sorry. Everything's going really slowly on my page today. Somebody asking for a sample of the robotic clearing on the in CLS questions, Ron.
Okay. Well, what part of you? Would you like to have maybe based from some of those robotic energies? So this is people's choices. So here we go. So one, think of a location on your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So hopefully everything is well. Be better now. I guess that's probably pretty good. We'll just see what kind of look at like people's teeth or something. We can do a clearing on that. So, if I could, here we go. So, if anybody has a tooth problem, maybe it is an imitation tooth. Let's see if we can make it into real energy here. This only worked live on this one program here. So, here we go. One, two, three, oh man, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go. So you can see if you have any changes happening inside of your mouth, or maybe one of your teeth. Maybe it wasn't real and now it is. So there we go.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So like if you had a crown or a filling or a bridge or one of those teeth where they screw the post in or anything like that, let us know if you felt that. So Sue says she is doing that bundle for the Mind Matrix bundle. And thanks for listing this, Sue. So there's the orb clearing. I believe that's a whole life clearing. There's the cellular mental, which is a really interesting clearing. And then there's the alien attack pages in there and the Mind Matrix barcode. So anything to do with thinking and mind control and belief systems and all that kind of stuff, that's a really good bundle to do. And Ron, maybe you can talk a little bit about how orbs interact with us and affect our thinking, and maybe do a sample on one of the colors.
Okay, let's do a yellow orb. And they just interfere with us. They attach to our body and are to say what they don't do, so they do a lot of things, you know. So whatever you can probably imagine, they're going to do that. They're going to connect to you and take away your life force energy. So let's start off with just a basic orb clearing here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And just see if you feel any kind of relief. Typically, it'll be on your skin. So back to you, Carrie. We'll see what people are feeling.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm just refreshing the fast chat here, see if we have any comments yet. If you want to call in today with any questions related to what we're talking about, you may do that. We're on Station 1, so if you go to the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page, you'll find a bunch of numbers. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call in toll-free at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or maybe go down to line 5 and try area code 530-413-7600. 530-413-7600. So, okay, going back into CLS questions and trying to scroll up here. Okay. We have a testimony following up from Saturday's show. And, okay, so this person's writing, relating to the last part of Saturday's BBS program when Ron cleared alien beings on us and their interfering timelines, I felt warm facial flushes at that time. Since then, the past 2 days, I noticed that I have been free of confused thinking, free of memory lapses, and much less tension and pressure due to having increased free space around me. I feel lighter and less frustrated. So a wholehearted thank you from this person for that. I just wanted to read that testimony out. Thanks very much. Let me get back into the inbox there. All right. You know, Ron, I'm feeling a need for a be here now moment, a finger exercise or something, because I'm having trouble getting the CLS questions to come up. I'm feeling like I'm jumping about here. So I don't know if it's me or if it's everybody, but
Yes, possible. Maybe the timelines are crisscrossing. Here we go. Let's do that here. So one, we put it back into the present moment. So one. Oh dear. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's feeling better. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. Oh, hopefully all is well.
Thank you, Ron. I do feel a bit better now. That's better. I think I was getting thrown all over the place there. Okay, so I'm trying to pull the fast chat up. Oh, excuse me. Okay, over at CLS Questions. Okay, somebody wants to know what to do. They've twisted their ankle, it looks like. And they're wanting to know whether they should, which would be best, the timeline crash or using the timeline crash clearing, because they, I guess, had a lot of pain and quite a lot of emotion about it, so they're thinking they were probably thrown onto a bunch of timelines, or should they just worry and work on their foot on this timeline and maybe use the body jump start or something. So what do you think would be better? I guess we can broaden this up into helping with an injury that you've had.
Well, if the injury isn't getting well quickly, then that would be timelines bringing you into that same timeline with the repeat situation or problem. I would probably just start doing a bunch of timeline crashes on it. Do a couple of days of timelines. And then if not, do one of the other clearings that you think might help you. There could be a lot of them. Could be a pain clearing. Naturally the bundle that we have would be one to do also, you know, body rejuvenation type bundle, body jump start. But it may not be, a lot of times what you're dealing with. So I'd first do the timeline crashes. Oh, and if it's a problem that you're dealing with and it hurts a lot or it doesn't seem to get better, then, you know, do maybe 1,000 or more timeline crashes on it.
Yeah.
Where you are after that. Might just go away. And at that, reevaluate and see how you feel. So it's really hard to say how to enter into a clearing because it's hard to say what energetic body is messed up with it. Is there, anybody doing a spell on you or something? Is this a reoccurring situation from your this lifetime or a past life? And actually everything that happened, you know, a second ago is a past life. Is it one of your ancestors' problems that got activated in you? Did somebody cord you? Did you walk by, say, a hospital, for instance, right? And then outside the hospital, you tripped and fell over or something. And then you picked up all the entities that probably had maybe some type of walking condition. Oh, because they're hanging out there too. Or did you walk by a graveyard and wonder now why you're coughing and sneezing and your back aches? Well, just think of all those people that could be in there. And typically the emotional bodies are gone, but the newer ones may have found you as a host. Maybe you took them all home with you. Did you go to a restaurant that's maybe known for serving maybe improper food or something, stale food? Maybe you ate some fish and the fish was a little bit old and it don't feel quite right, and they're known for that. So what's going to be in there? Maybe a bunch of poisoned dead fish that want to hop into somebody's body. So you have to look at this kind of in a really abstract way and to see what you're dealing with. So first I would do timeline crashes, maybe 1,000 of them, and then reevaluate yourself. If you're a new listener and you haven't done your emotional clearing yet, that's where you start. Do that first. I'm assuming that you already have that. If you haven't, that's what you begin with. As emotions are probably causing that problem to recycle, want to get rid of your stuff. So you have a much better chance of having a success with wellness by having your emotional clearing. At least otherwise, it'll just get recycled over again. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So another question is, this person writes that you've mentioned before that Jesus tells us to be like a child. And they're wondering, in what way should we be like a child? Because they're sort of noting all the bad behavior, misbehaving that little kids can, and big kids can get up to. So they're wanting some clarity on what that meant, to be like a child, to be more like a child.
Yeah, to become innocent and not to be attached to mind energy. Oh, you're more innocent, you're not being controlled by mind, not being downloaded with programs, so that's what it was meant by. And that's why he was doing emotional clearings on people, is to get rid of that energy that was preventing people from doing the ascension process, because the densities from their thoughts and their mind was having that condition. That's why he came to do that. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So I guess the simplest and most basic way to get out of mind energy that you talk about, Ron, is to do the mind-to-heart drop. You've got lots of clearings, and we actually talked about some of them earlier today, and Sue listed some of those for us in the bundle, and you've got some on the free clearings on your website that help with all of that. But what about the mind-to-heart drop? I'm thinking that's probably the easiest for us all to start with. Do you want to talk about that and describe how to do that and maybe walk us through it?
The mind-to-heart drop?
Uh-huh. To get out of mental energy.
Okay. Very simple. This is almost every show, so
yep.
I have people come on and describe it to people. But here we go. You want to command your spirit, first of all. You take your thoughts in your head, unless you have them somewhere else. But most people have thoughts inside of your head. That's where you think from normally. And what you want to do is hand those thoughts and have your spirit take your thoughts, that mind chatter, everything that you're thinking about. Remember, because you're not really probably consciously thinking, okay? You're not saying, well, I'm going to think of this right now. You just happen to have the thought come forward, okay? Being downloaded with a thought. And so you take those thoughts, whatever it would be, you drop those thoughts to your heart. So your spirit just takes those thoughts and drops them into your heart. And then when they're there, then they're neutralized. And all of a sudden, you don't have any more thoughts because you're in your heart center. Thoughts don't live there. Thoughts don't live in, or can't live in, source energy, because source energy doesn't think. So the old phrase that a lot of New Agers use and are being taught in a lot of the churches is the mind of God. Well, yeah, I'm sure the aliens do have a mind, and they're giving you that mind. Of course, energy does not have that mind energy, okay? It's just peace. So you command your spirit. You can count. I count from 10 to 1 only because most people like me to take that amount of time to do the exercise. Some people do it with counting from 3 to 1 backwards, whatever works for you. We'll do a sample here, so dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Don't think a thought now. Notice that, wow, I don't have any thoughts. That tells you that because you don't have any thoughts, that source energy doesn't have any thoughts either, because you're now connected to your own source energy from your spirit. Oh, that is source energy. Not the same thing as the totality, we'll say, but it is, since your spirit was created from source, that's where you're living right now. That particular energy that your spirit can give you. Actually, if you don't think, you can't have judgments. Well, judgments means that they're peace. That's what Jesus meant, to be like a child, become peaceful. So that young children can not be peaceful, but that's the whole process is, you know, young children have less stuff, less judgments, and adults. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. That makes sense. Thanks, Ron. So Tommy has a question. I guess it's Columbus Day today. And Tommy is wondering, what clearings can we do, I guess, to not be connected up to Columbus Day?
Well, the first thing is if, does Columbus Day attach to you? So, by the way, were you programmed in this lifetime to know about Columbus Day? Do you wake up or do you think about Columbus Day during the year? Okay? Some way to look at this process. For myself, I thought I read someplace about Columbus Day, seeing the word Columbus. I go, okay. And went to the post office, and lo and behold, it's closed. I go, well, maybe it's Columbus Day. So for me, it's just another day. Post office is closed, so I don't have any issues at all with Columbus Day or stuff on it. If you're thinking about it, and maybe you had an accident on Columbus Day or in this lifetime, but you don't know about it because you can't really recall it, but all of a sudden, maybe you wake up at night and you go, uh-oh, tomorrow's Columbus Day. Oh, bad news for me, you know. Or maybe you're recycling your past in this lifetime. Maybe you're on that schooner or whatever, you know, that Columbus was on. And maybe somehow you misbehaved and they beat you with the whip and threw you overboard. So now when Columbus Day comes, you know that you're shark food or something, okay? Maybe this is very fearful of. Because it's stored in your DNA. But remember, this gets very interesting, okay? If your body died, would your DNA be recycled? Well, your DNA can go into other spirits from your soul family, okay? They can take on that issue, even if that body dies. One way to look at it. Number two is, but if you had an entity in you that drowned or died in that body, either your emotional body or somebody else's that was, you know, body hopping like happens in this lifetime, now it programmed that into you. Entity gave you that situation. You're in fear of it. Fear of this day. That's kind of what can happen. So if you're that type of person where you woke up and you go, uh-oh, it's Columbus Day, bad luck day for me, and you have an issue on it. That issue is because it probably was not a positive situation. Do now with a timeline crash, what you should be doing if this is a situation for you. And, you know, if it's a situation, I would say probably do, well, depending on how drastic it is, but I would do probably maybe 50 to 100, maybe 1,000, and see where you are. Here we go. Timeline crash for Columbus Day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's one timeline. Second timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. Third timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fifth timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sixth timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And just going a little further with this here, I have seen movies where somehow maybe young adults, and I'm talking about women, want to be in the role of a man, or maybe they want to escape being a woman. The only way is to be a man out of a situation. So maybe, possibly, you were a woman on this ship looking like a man, and they found out that you were a woman. Situations with that happening. So let's do a release on that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. God, a lot of sadness. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. All right. So you just did some timeline crashing, and Tommy has a question. I'll just broaden this up a little bit about timeline crashings. And if you're listening to a show, Ron, where you do them like this, but you fell asleep during the show, and then let's say you're fast asleep, and then you do another timeline crash when the person's asleep, will it work for that person? They've got the show on, but they're sleeping.
Typically, it should. It should work, you know, even if you're sleeping.
Okay, that's good. And then, I mean, I guess we could sort of cross that over into the clearings themselves on the website, because I know a lot of us run clearings through the night, and those work, so, right? So it seems like if you're connected, because you've got the show on, or you're connected because you're running a clearing and you have your name in it, that's kind of a little bit like the same thing, and you would... I would think it would work for the same reason. Would that be right?
Yes, I would say that's, you know, almost 100% correct, yeah. If you fell asleep instantly during the process of having a clearing, I guess I would probably ask, were you here when you fell asleep, okay? Did the aliens not want you to have a clearing, so they made you fall asleep? We're just talking about, well, you fell asleep on your own because you all of a sudden were tired, and maybe the energy going into your body to have the stuff released was so strong that your body had to and shut down a little bit to release the energy because it was just so much. That's one way to look at it. The other one is like, did they abduct you? Fell asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, were you here? And I don't. That's hard for me to tell what that answer would be for you. If you were affected by it, either way, let's just say the aliens took you out of here, okay, on a Beyondo timeline. So, wow, Ron did a healing. I fell asleep for 10 minutes, and I woke up. What did he do? Oh, he did this clearing here. Okay, well, then that means that it affected you, or something was affecting you with it. So go in and do that clearing, because that's a pretty major situation, whether you were abducted or whether you were, you know, going through so much energy in your body to get it out of you, you had to fall asleep. Either way, you probably need that clearing.
Yeah, I know when I first was on your Sunday intensives, Ron, I used to fall asleep on the sofa when you were doing clearings, when you were clearing all the alien stuff out of us. That was a fairly common thing for me, or I would get really, really tired and have to lie down and maybe not actually go to sleep, but find that really tiring in the beginning when a lot of stuff was coming out when I was first on those. So, and then also, I know you've said, I remember you saying a long time ago, that sometimes when people first do the emotional whole life clearing, Some people are really tired after it and can sleep for, you know, a couple, 3 days, and then other people have loads of energy after it. I was in the latter group. I had tons of energy after I did the Whole Life Emotional, but I know that you have said, and other people have reported, that they can get very sleepy after that one, when I guess the spirit is reintegrating and so forth.
That just means that you were dealing with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and your spirit's coming back in, and your body's all, you know, readjusting. So it can be a really good thing, because it's sort of verification that you got a lot of stuff cleared out.
Body's recalibrating back to wholeness.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. So let's see. We do have Janice thanking you for that orb clearing, Ron, earlier. I think she got a good yawn out of that. Let's see. We have a request here for a timeline crash for the Canadian Thanksgiving, which I guess is on a different day than the U.S. Thanksgiving.
Huh.
I'm not sure when it is, but I'm pretty sure it's a different date.
I wonder if they eat turkeys also, or kill turkeys for that.
Probably.
Wondering.
I don't know.
Type that in, you know?
Yeah.
Cousin or something, I don't know. Jeez. Won't get into much of that.
Yep.
Here we go. Canadian Thanksgiving. So what are you thankful for? Here we go. So clearing away this energy, I guess, for being thankful, right? Stuff happening to you throughout the year. You're thankful that you're out of it now. So the days are all gone, right? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so maybe you're grateful that this year's almost over.
Oh. Interesting, yeah. So, okay, Susie's wondering if we can clear dreams for other people. So there is on the timeline crash, in case any of you haven't used it yet, there is that box for putting in a dream. So can we do that for other people, Ron?
You probably could. I would have them honestly do it themselves, but you could do that.
Okay.
Not do the space-time crash.
Yep. Okay, so the timeline crash, we could crash someone's dream, but don't go on and then do the space-time crash for that same person. And the reason for that is we can start jerking around all over the place when pieces of us come back that the timeline crash didn't bring. And if you don't know what the person's doing, they could hurt themselves. All right, so, okay, next question. RD is wondering whether Jesus was androgynous. Well, we have a body and a spirit you can talk about. Did he have a male or a female spirit or a non-gender spirit?
Boy. I'm looking.
Okay.
A hard question to answer, okay? It depends on how much horsepower he needed at that time to push the energy through to the people. So he had a release, much like we do on these calls here when I yawn, releasing the energy blockages to the people listening for attempting to get a healing. So at some points, I have to have males come in to do that. So it would be the same as it is now with me as it would be with him. So I would say it was probably initially a male energy. I myself had to bring in the females to me, as I was actually too male for started doing this this work. The males, I haven't really kind of think here. It's hard to go back in time because I don't live in time. Part of me is, right now I'm probably running about, as I scan, about 80% female energy. So if I were to bring in my other 80% of male, it would be very, very intense. And it could possibly offend people, possibly scare people, because they wouldn't know how to take the energy. Times when the males come into me, still not as strong as my own personal self. So
mm-hmm.
I could probably answer that. So I had to calm down, tone down in a sense, to run a lot of female energy so that I would not offend people or be too strong of energy for people to understand, be able to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So you're saying Jesus kind of had to do some adjusting too. I mean, obviously his body was male. I think we can all agree on that. But he would have had a mix of male and female light beings depending on what he was doing and how he needed to clear the energies back then.
And what task he had to do, yes.
Yeah. I know when you have more males in you doing the show, Ron, the show runs, it gets very fast-paced, and you give shorter answers, and it's more of a boom, 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 no-nonsense type energy, and the females are, you know, the way we kind of think of female here, in a stereotypical kind of way, more gentle, a little slower, moving, you know, not so laser sharp as male energy can be when you bring them in to do the shows more, the males. It gets very efficient and your answers get much shorter. You know, it's like here it's the facts, boom, boom, boom. So when we're doing shows with you and you have a lot of males, we need a lot of questions because you whip through them really, really quickly. It's a much different pace show for those of us who do the show with you. It's really interesting. I like it when we have a lot of questions and we can whip through. I like it when you bring more male energy in. But if there's no questions, we run into trouble on this end. So it's an interesting mix. So, okay, so let's see where we are. It's 52 after. We have a few minutes left. Let's see. We did the Jesus question, and we did the Canadian Thanksgiving. Seems like I missed a question. Oh, no, we did the dreams question. most of the clearings that you offer, Ron, on your website, creationlightship.com, can be done for other people. We just have to put their name in when we're purchasing them. But really, I think the space-time crash is one of... I can't think of anything else right now that we can't do for other people.
I think that's about the only one that I can recall right now.
Yeah, and I think really the only reason that you're going to be doing stuff for someone else is if you want to buy it as a gift for them, or if there's somebody who doesn't understand Ron's message, but you still are trying to help them, which is nice, a nice thing to do as a gift. I can't think of anything else right now. If anybody else can think of anything that we've talked about in the last year or two or three that isn't, you know, that we shouldn't do for other people, just type that in.
I kind of jokingly thinking all the turkeys that are living now, they're probably really thankful. So they had a great Thanksgiving Day, you know?
Oh. When is the Canadian one? Did it happen already?
I have no clue on that.
Did they dodge the bullet? Is that what you're saying?
I don't even know that they had a Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, they do. I think it's just... today. G is saying it's today in Canada. Really? Well, you have Thanksgiving on a Monday. Isn't that interesting? Well, there we have it. I just noticed that.
Very interesting.
Okay. Larry is asking for if you could release rejection for a girl named Bambi, please. Larry, did you reject Bambi or did Bambi reject you? I'm not sure which way that goes. Ron, maybe you can tune into that and see what's going on with Larry.
Oh, boy. Release rejection energy?
Uh-huh.
Do that. Keep it simple. So here we go, everybody. Felt rejected by somebody. Here we go. Or if you rejected somebody. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Well, I got like 55. Five tells, so.
I've got one last quick question, Ron, that you can probably give a yes-no answer for, that I'll just sneak in before we leave. And it's from Dolores, and she's asking if we can do the mind-to-heart drop by clicking our fingers rather than doing the counting.
Yeah, you could do that, sure.
Okay. Okay, just, great.
What I'd say, just know how it feels after you do the counting, you know that you're there.
Right.
And that's why I mainly count for people when I do this, because a lot of people are mental, or I see people don't even know what I'm talking about. Then I do it, and they can kind of like follow their energy down and feel it going to their heart. And that's the only reason why I count. I could just snap my finger and be done, but for most people, they wouldn't know what happened. And then they'll get really mental with it, and then they'll pop out of their heart within probably, you know, maybe 5 seconds. Oh, this is just a command, and it's a way to do it. And it validates that it's happening because you actually can feel it. That's the reason why I do counting. Oh.
All right. Okay.
All it quits, so the other shows to come on. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Carrie. And our next conference call tomorrow is for energetic cording. People attached to you by their thoughts. So if you feel fell an ache or pain or something happened to you, come upon you by going somewhere, probably got either entities or an energetic cording where you went. So that hearing is very helpful. And then also the one on Friday is for entities. So they're both good for that particular situation. 5:30 California time, $20. Next BBS program is on
Wednesday.
Hill Station 1, and it's at the same time. So we'll see you later, everybody.